One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. Steve Hoare here, live from Anfield at the Stand Up for Danny event. If you've checked out our YouTube, a few weeks ago we had Danny Smith in. Danny suffered some horrendous injuries at the Champions League final in Paris. And this night is designed to raise money for him. But while we're here, there's some amazing VIPs and guests, and I'm going to get them to give me their predictions for Liverpool's massive, massive game against Manchester City at the Etihad. I'm here with a man who knows a couple of things about scoring goals for Liverpool, David Fairclough. And Dave, Liverpool's next game, big one, Manchester City away. If you're backing Liverpool, it's because you're talking, people like yourself, goal scorers in Liverpool have got plenty of them. Do you reckon they've got enough firepower to go to City and win?
Yeah, it's certainly. I think you've got to be on top of your game. It's obviously one of the biggest games of the season, if not the biggest. Shame that it comes after the international break, which, you know, both sides will be, you know, maybe affected one way or another. Hopefully we're able to be at full strength. And if we're at full strength, well, we're a match for anybody, even City. I mean, I think the one thing about playing City, I think you can't show any fear. I think you have to go and have a go at them, take the game to them, because if you try and sort of fend them off, ultimately they'll break you down. So yeah, we've got plenty of firepower.
I was going to say, because Liverpool have really got like five forwards now, and you can pick any of them, and Jürgen's got a great choice. Salah, Gakpo, Nunes, Jota, Diaz. It does feel like Liverpool, if they go toe-to-toe with City, that's the way to beat them, isn't it? Where you can go and almost go and try and outscore them, and rather than, like you said, sitting back and just inviting them on. They're a good team, they might break you down eventually.
Eventually they will. I mean, they do the same thing well, and they get into those areas down the side of the goals. They create plenty of opportunities. Liverpool, you know what's expected. Liverpool are capable of going there and getting something out of it, but, you know, I think we're back to the point, I think, where teams are really respecting Liverpool now. They know Liverpool have got the firepower, and you've got to be ready for any visit from Liverpool these days.
Do you think they'll win?
We can do. I think when we see the teams ultimately, I think that will decide whether or not, you know, who looks the stronger. But you can always win. We've been there before and won. But as I say, you've got to be on top of your game. So fingers crossed for it. It's a crucial match.
Fingers crossed. Thanks for coming down to a wonderful evening and to raise some good money for a wonderful cause. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Right then, here with Howie. And now Liverpool City coming up next. Big, massive game for the Reds. What are we thinking?
What we should always think is win. We've got a huge history at this club. One of them is defeating unbelievable tasks. City, yeah, they're a good side, but we've seen last week again an average side like Chelsea scored 4 goals against them. So again, as I say, we should be really, really optimistic about that game. We're hopeful that the FA are going to do the due diligence on we've seen what's happened to Everton today, and City have been mentioned in the same bracket. So again, as I say, if they've been using measures outside the rules of the game and winning titles, maybe what they do is they'll look back at previous titles again. Was it 2019 when we only beat us by a point?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I let you go, I'm asking everyone, do you reckon the Reds are going to win? Do you reckon they're going to do a prediction for the game?
I always think that Liverpool are going to win. Always going to back them. Talking to some friends earlier on today, we'll win a trophy this season, possibly 3.
Fingers crossed. Like, thanks very much for your time and enjoy the night. And thanks for coming out to support a wonderful cause like this.
Right, I'm here at the Ultimate Anfield Experience. A couple more legends. So first up, we've got Jan Molby. Right then, I'm here with Jan Molby. Jan, you won't know this, but I've been asking a few of your colleagues, looking ahead to the game at the weekend, I've been getting predictions, how everyone thinks it's going to go, all that kind of stuff. First of all, Liverpool City, of course, back off the international break. Does that make a difference for both teams? How do you think that affects both teams going into this game? They both had players away. It felt like the break actually might have come at a good time for us, given how many injuries we had.
Yeah, probably on the injury front, isn't it? But I just think that if we look at the first two international breaks we've had this season, the Everton one, I know we weren't in trouble against Everton, but we weren't our normal energetic self. And then, of course, the Wolverhampton game, we had to do something quite dramatic at half-time to change that around, isn't it? So there is a feel that the international break, and especially if you ask to play at 12:30 after international break, it has an impact. But I just happen to think that the moment you would have come off the pitch of any qualifier you've played in the last week, you're straight away switched on for this Manchester City game, is because I think it's so big, isn't it? So I think that might actually override the fact that it hasn't been a perfect preparation. We haven't quite been given the time that you want from the players playing the last game to the next game. But I just think that as a player, sometimes you can't be asked to do it 34 times a season, but every now and again, it doesn't really matter. This is the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's familiar, really, isn't it? Because after a year's break, it's Liverpool City back at the top again. Is that how you see this season pan out? All the good teams, all Arsenal around, Tottenham around as well. But it does feel like a bit of a familiarity to this two-horse race almost.
Yeah, and also because people are taking Liverpool more serious than Arsenal because Liverpool have been there.
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of confidence within the club. We've done this before. We know we can do it. And here I'm talking about Jurgen, some of the players, but also the fans. I think it's important that they know that we've done this journey before. We can do this, whereas probably Arsenal haven't. Although I do look at Arsenal, Manchester City and Liverpool as being the three who in the end will probably pull away from the others.
I just see the game going on Saturday morning then.
Well, we found it difficult to pick up wins at the Etihad over the last 15 years, and there's obviously a reason for that because they've been able to put together an exceptional side. But I would say that every time we've been there, we caused them a lot of problems.
Yeah.
We've always managed to do that, and I think we'll do exactly the same on Saturday. It's just how well do we cope with what they bring, because let's not underestimate what they bring is also chop, chop, draw, isn't it? So goals, hardly a surprise that there'll be goals. And I can't make my mind on whether it's going to be 2-2 or 3-3, but that's kind of where I'm heading.
Score, draw, high score and draw.
That's the way I'm heading at the moment, yeah. I just can't see it any other way.
That's actually not a bad result for Liverpool.
I don't think it is, no. I don't think it is. It kind of cements what we've shown in the first 12 games. I don't think we've shown everything we've got as of yet, but I think we've shown enough and this ability we have to, in the blink of an eye, to decide a game because we score goals.
Absolutely.
And that's a great skill to have.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jan.
No problems.
Right then, finally here with Phil Thompson. Phil, I've been asking a couple of your colleagues, a couple of other legends about the game at the weekend. Massive game, probably the biggest game in the Premier League so far. How do you think the Reds are going into it? Obviously, coming off the back of the international break.
I do, and it's a game. We're on the 12:30 start and everything, but so a City and both players have all been travelling the world. But then it comes down to the football, and City are a very good team. Let's not get away from that fact. They're good, they play great football. I love watching it. Some people, oh, it's too much pass. It's good to watch. So, but at this moment, I just feel as though maybe they're not at the best. The start of the season, they're still top of the league, aren't they? Mm. But there's chinks in their armour that I'm seeing, and they're vulnerable. And I think with our attack, the way we've been this season, I can see us giving them plenty of trouble, and I do fancy us to score goals against them.
Yeah, I suppose the flip side, obviously, Jürgen's 1-1 league game there. You obviously beat them in Champions League as well, but it's been a very difficult place to go. But they have always been close games. It's been fine margins, hasn't it?
This is their biggest game.
Yeah.
When you get a team, a club that is as good as these are, and we're going there, and this is their biggest game, and they rise, they're all good players. When you get them playing at that level, it's going to be very hard. And we've found that with playing City. Yes, we're always up for it, but they turn it on, and they, particularly at their place, we have the same thing when we come to Anfield.
Don't beat us on Anfield, do they?
Absolutely. So that tells you a lot about it. We're up for it. We're firing. You get the decisions better than others. But I just feel as though we will not be beaten.
Yeah. And I spoke to Jan before, and he said like a draw would be a good point. Yeah. We can get it. But there's definitely, he said also, like, you know, Liverpool got the firepower to hurt anybody. And on the day, Liverpool can steamroll anybody. How do you see it going?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And defensively, we're better than what we've been. us and Arsenal, best defensive records in the Premier League, which we haven't had for a while, only conceding 10 goals. So we're going into it sort of better than we were last year. So I just think with that firepower, and yet they've got it, you know, 4-4 against Chelsea shows that they can still score goals. But listen, our lads have caused everybody problems. And I fancy us to go there. We will not be beaten. I've gone for a scoreline of 2-2. And I will stick by that. I have to give respect to the opposition as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Phil. Thank you very much. And thanks to all you guys. Like I say, there's all those legends with their predictions for the game. Hopefully, Liverpool get the win. Fingers crossed, anyway.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.